Hey there, folks, and welcome to the Taste Turners Podcast. For the uninitiated, the Taste Turners Podcast is a podcast where I take a guest's least favorite form of entertainment, their most hated, if you will, and I try to turn their tastes on it. That can mean anything, but today, that doesn't really mean anything because it's the Christmas special, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big old Christmas extravaganza here. I have with me recurring guests, Gio and Keo. They are the dynamic duo of today's Christmas special. How are you guys doing?
We rhyme. Hello.
Hey,
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, me too. And thanks so much for letting me back on your podcast show. Being able to casually drop into a conversation how I've been involved with an up-and-coming podcast that's politically active and not afraid to share its true opinion has been a great asset to me feeling better about myself.
It's true. Over the years, we have not been afraid to talk about any issues. So let's make sure that we talk about all of the important issues later in the show. But for right now, I want to mention that this is, in fact, a sad day as well, because this is the final episode of Taste Turners.
Yeah, all opinions are solidified. There's nothing we can do.
We've discovered there are no more tastes to be turned, and therefore we must venture off into the sweet wilderness. The unknown, unblinking gaze of whatever is the future.
Right, and instead of letting this podcast just fall into like a horrible, mediocre puddle of filth like the latter Simpsons seasons, we're just going to take the dog in the back and put a 22 through its heart.
That's right, we're ending on top. And you know, we're following a great line of great finales. Colbert ended his show, Craig Ferguson ended his, and we're following that legacy.
Hobbit.
Yeah, the Hobbit also ended, I think. I think it might still be going.
No,
I don't know.
I mean, it's always going in our hearts and our blood.
There's going to be
just like
more.
Taste Turners. Just like Taste Turners.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to have an epic Christmas finale. And I know you guys do, too. So let's get cracking.
Can you cut some Christmas music in here and there and post-edit?
Oh, yeah. There'll be Christmas music.
All right, cool. Ding, 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 ding.
But yeah, so let's get where we watched for this Christmas special. We decided to watch a classic. You know, I know that I'm going to be showing this film to my kids if I want to make them feel bad. Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, you totally watched that movie, Jingle All the Way.
It was a movie. That's a good. That's a way of putting it, I think.
You know, I feel confident sharing this because the statute of limitations is probably up on the subject. But back in the early 90s, a father of mine, he had a VCR going into another VCR, so we'd rent tapes from the tape rental store. And, you know, you play the tape in one VCR and tape the tape in the second. And if you taped, like, three movies to one tape, so they'd look awful. But I had the third video on one of those tapes was Jingle All the Way, and I watched it as much as a kid. Despite the season, there was just something wonderful about it. Six-year-old me loading that tape up into the tape player. And
you know, I actually watched Jingle All the Way a lot as a kid, too. and I remember liking it more as a kid, but we'll get to that in a sec. Keo, did you watch Jingle All the Way at all as a kid?
No, I didn't. I did not like Christmas. I avoid all Christmas things. You could say I'm having my taste turned on Christmas today.
Yeah.
It turns out there's one last taste to be turned.
Oh, man. Let's do it. Let's brighten Keo's holidays. Because Keo will love Christmas, or he'll hang himself. The stakes are high tonight on Taste Turners.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, this movie features Arnold Schwarzenegger and one of his many roles post-kindergarten cop, where he tries to be, you know, a guy who is a family man, I guess. I don't know. It's not very well suited to what he actually does, which is beat people up.
He was like a background character or something?
No, he was the lead. But yeah, no, Arnold was in it. There's an adorable kid. There's his wife, who's played by somebody, I think.
She was 90s hot.
Huh?
She was definitely 90s hot.
Yeah, she she was definitely 90s attractive. And then Sinbad was in there, back when Sinbad was, I guess, relevant? I don't remember this, but I guess that was a time.
Well, he had a good bit on the American Dad finale from last year. If you remember, you've been watching that.
I haven't seen that, Sinbad, but I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And in a way, Sinbad plays Sinbad in this movie too.
It's true.
If Sinbad were like an insane post office worker, you know what I'm talking about, Keo?
Yes. No. I don't think so.
Keo, have you watched Jingle All the Way for this?
Yes, I absolutely have. That's the movie I saw.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, I mean, also what's great about this movie, or what I at least enjoyed the most out of the movie, is that Phil Hartman's in it as a pesky Flanders-esque neighbor.
Yeah, but it turns out he ain't just Flanders, but he's a Nerflanderous. He's got nefarious intentions.
Yeah, he's trying to get with Arnold's wife. But Arnold never, like, actually socks it to him, you know?
Yeah, there's no comeuppance, man. Spoiler.
No, I mean, there's definitely comeuppance considering he gets beat up, but like...
Wait, how's he get beat up?
The wife beats him up.
Okay, yeah. Well, actually, I gotta come through about something. I don't have any notes about this show, because I kind of had a shatterproof 40-ounce bottle of Mickey's duct tape to each of my hands. It's a new Christmas tradition we're trying out.
Okay, yeah.
So I can't really remember how the movie ended that well, and I don't really have any notes. I was telling my girlfriend to remind me what I was saying at the time, and she says all I really said was pre-9/11, and it's tough to be a father.
Well, this movie does prove that it's tough to be a father.
It is.
Yeah, it's not easy. You're always selling mattresses, which is interesting. I don't know, like, he seemed like a pretty, when I picture a mattress salesman, I don't picture Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He probably sells mattresses to the mattress sellers. You know what I'm saying? Distribution.
Yeah, he's a mattress distributor.
And funny you should mention that, because I brought the Wikipedia page right up here in front of me to have something to look at during a little chit-chat. And the first sentence says, Howard Langston is a workaholic mattress salesman. I don't even remember him slanging mattresses. I thought he was just, I don't know, stock options or something. I guess it doesn't really matter what he was doing. But I watched this movie a dozen times. I never knew until now on this Wikipedia page that he was a mattress salesman.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember it until I watched the movie. But, I mean, yeah, mattress salesman is not what I picture Arnold Schwarzenegger to be.
He's a strong arm mattress salesman. He, you know, uses his muscles to sell the mattresses.
Yeah. You want these mattresses, don't you?
Well, right now!
That's a great Arnold Schwarzenegger. You got a Stephen Hawking too?
No.
Oh.
I wish.
I have a,
Was Stephen Hawking in this movie?
Stephen Hawking was in this movie, yes. It's a very, like, hard to miss, or hard to see cameo. He shows up in the background in one of the, mall scenes. And you can spy him for just a second.
You know what?
And then he flies away into a black vortex.
Yeah, I totally missed him.
Now, I said the movie was pre-9/11, but also more than that, it's actually pre-internet. Now, I know the movie was released in 1996 at the time the internet was a thing, but pre-mainstream internet. Like, this whole movie is sort of a tribute to a bygone era, because that doesn't happen anymore. People just buy their shit online. And I think it should be referred to as historical, because this was true in the age of Tickle Me Elmo, Furby, and all that shit. But Amazon has it all right now, and there's no reason for this to happen anymore. And you said earlier, Keo, Swanson, that you would show it to your kids, and you should, the same way that a grandfather might show you the Grapes of Wrath, because this is how it was, and it's not like this anymore, and the kids won't be able to understand.
No. They mentioned eBay in the movie, and they said that it wouldn't ship fast enough before Christmas, and that's why I had to go to the store.
Yeah, I don't know. I've watched The Grapes of Wrath, and I didn't really understand the movie. There were no grapes, and nothing was very angry. But enough about that. Let's get back to
nothing was angry. Tom Jones.
Let's get back to let's get back to Jingle All the Way. Yeah, I mean, I guess, but it's also sort of a weird Christmassy It feels like a modern day Christmas in a way as well, because everything is super commercialized.
Yep, super materialistic.
Yeah, it's all about the Turbo Man action figure with the controlling grip and the whatever he says.
Yeah.
The what? I think you're making that up. It was like a teddy bear that the little girl wanted.
Okay, so yeah, there's the...
were you playing Edward Blunthands or something?
Sorry? I watched Jingle All the Way, the movie.
Yeah, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't think I saw him in the movie. I guess he was just he grew a beard and he learned how to do like a country accent or something.
Kia, did you have an aneurysm during the movie?
No. As far as I might have, because the movie was very upsetting to me, but I'm pretty sure I didn't.
You know what? This might be the first time anyone has ever live podcasted this guy. A psychotic break. He has lost it. He is out to sea. He is out of water, but surrounded by sea.
The movie was starring a guy named Larry, and he was like a southern guy, and he had a daughter, and there was like a stepdad who was crazy or something.
Wait a minute. Did you watch Jingle All the Way 2 with Larry the Cable Guy and some guy from WWE?
I was watching Jingle All the Way with a candy cane hanging on the side of it that looked like a 2, but...
Wait, you said the Larry the Cable Guy played a man named Larry?
Yes, he played a man named Larry, and...
Well, that's... Okay, well, I'm not sure, because that sounds like a very in-depth role for Larry the Cable Guy, to play somebody called Larry.
Wait, did Larry the Cable Guy play Larry the Cable Guy?
He wasn't a cable guy, he was a trucker.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, that's very different from what his usual stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay,
Is a cable guy just a guy who sets up your cable box, or what?
It's also...
I think it's a guy who watches cable TV.
That's really fitting.
Yeah, so thanks for coming on the show, Keo. Why didn't you watch Jingle All the Way?
Because that movie came out in 1994, 96 or something. And that's pre-millennium, and I don't watch things from that era.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's old. It's pretty much just garbage. It's not even HD.
Yeah, but I why did you...
No, it's HD, dude. I was watching it in 1080.
Why did you choose the second one over this first one?
Because it's newer.
Yeah, but it's clearly not any better.
I beg to differ.
You didn't even watch the first one.
Well, whatever. I mean, it's newer. And old movies are just not worth watching, to be completely honest.
Keo, what's the oldest movie you watched?
Oldest movie I watched?
Like, ever.
That's a hard question. I'll get back to you on that. I have to think about it.
Okay, so Gio, yeah, back to Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way. Love it.
Not Jingle All the Way 2.
Yeah, of course not. I haven't seen that one. I mean, I might, but, I mean, is it any good, Keo? Would you recommend that? Would you recommend that Jingle All the Way 2 to me?
It emotionally devastated me.
Like Bad Santa?
That sounds like a Zesty Aroma promise.
We're all depressed here at Zesty Aroma.
When I was watching it, I was taking notes, and at some point, the notes just became nothing because the last thing I wrote on the notes was Larry is retarded.
Whoa.
And I stopped.
Whoa.
I know that's politically
incorrect. We don't condone that kind of word use here, buddy. Okay, I know this is your podcast show, but I won't be affiliated with any such a slanderism of people that are honestly challenged when you have it so easy. Why can't you just say the movie was shit, huh? Why do you gotta bring the R word into this, kid?
I mean, the character in the movie was, listen, he got snow to impress his daughter, and...
Are they he had it in part of the country without that snow?
Yeah, yeah. It was like okay. I guess it was in California or something like that. So
California. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, snow prices are really high in California. You can get a good thing of snow for $500.
Yes. Yeah, so
there's a lot of snow dealers.
There are.
He got the snow and had it in a big container, and he opened it up, and water came out of it, and he was surprised.
Well, look, he's not Larry the Science Guy. That's Bill Nye.
Larry the Science Guy. But Today we're going to learn how to make math out of oranges.
I'm pretty sure everybody knows that snow will melt in the heat.
You're taking for granted what you know with your high school education. Larry gets things from his backwoods, Andy Griffith-esque lifestyle.
Does he not drink beverages with ice in them?
No, he drinks warm beer only, exclusively.
Yeah, I come from a northern part of the country, and an old good friend of mine who I lost touch with, his choice drink was room temperature Miller High Life.
That's gross.
That sounds devastating.
It's gross, but it's honest. Think about it.
Yeah, Larry is an honest man.
So, the Larry the Cable Guy jingle all the way to Gio. I'm a man who... You know, I'm mortal. You know, I have mortality. Should I spend the precious moments I have on this earth? Should I spend two of them watching Jingle All the Way too?
If you want to feel like there's no point in living anymore, yes.
How's it that bad?
That sounds good enough for me.
Jesus Christ. Let's put that on the back of the DVD box.
Listen, it's pretty bad, okay?
How's it end?
It ends by having the stepdad redeem himself through Larry's plan, and then they all make up and have Christmas together.
What? Is Larry's plan to bring snow that doesn't melt?
No. Basically, the movie's a rehash of the first one. They're trying to get a toy. In this case, it's a teddy bear, and the evil stepdad...
What's special about it?
Is it a turbo bear?
It learns the person's name and can learn 300 entire words.
So it's like a Furby?
Does it turn into Ted from the movie Ted?
That would be great, but no, it's pretty lame.
Does the teddy bear become sentient and aware that even though it can destroy, it cannot love?
Is the teddy bear voiced by WWE superstar John Cena?
No. Does the teddy bear make me believe in myself?
No, it's just a stupid teddy bear that all the kids...
Does Larry the Cable Guy dress up in the teddy bear and, like, make the little girl feel better like Arnold Schwarzenegger does in the movie?
No. Wait, is there a teddy bear in all of us?
No, he just gives her the teddy bear.
Is the teddy bear a metaphor for our existences?
No, I don't think the movie has any metaphors. It's just
Wait, if a teddy bear is played by a teddy bear, then what's Ellen Page's role?
The teddy bear's not a character in the movie. It's just a toy.
No, I'm not even sure you watched it all the way, too.
No, I did.
You fell in a time hole and watched Jingle All the Way 6, and you came back somehow.
No, I'm pretty sure I saw Jingle All the Way, and it was the second one, apparently, and I did not go into the future.
You catching on that Netflix?
No.
You catching on that...
Wait, so you willingly seek this out?
Yes, because it's newer than the one you told me to watch.
Wait, you catch it in that 4K? You see that? You said Larry Cable Guy up on your screen in 4Ks?
Yes, I put it on the big screen.
Yeah, you know what 4K means.
No, I don't know what 4K means, but it sounds big.
You want it, kid. That's where we're all going in the future. We're going to be flying our turbo cars with the Sinbad chasing us, falling off a Christmas tree. Holy shit, Sinbad. Talk about a tragic character. He's just trying to be good to you, man. He's just trying to be a good father and save his son from the horrible purgatory of existence his life has became. And I've always believed that the American dream is ending up better off as your parents. And he's just trying to seek that. He's an anti-hero in the truest sense of the word, Swanson, I would say.
Considering that he threatens people with a bomb, yeah, I guess he's an anti-hero.
Larry, consider the motive. Consider the motive. Who also, still believes in Santa.
Wait, who's
Larry's Larry? Does Larry have a black friend in the movie?
I don't know, like
in Jingle All the Way, the original?
No. I don't know what race he is, but he's not black. I think he's...
All right. That's settled then. Jingle All the Way, more progressive than Jingle All the Way too.
And Arnold's he's European as could be.
It's true. That's true.
Yo, wait, Keo, was Larry's buddy played by anybody I might recognize?
I don't know. I don't know people.
Larry the Cable Guy. Oh, God. All the way to.
Stop with the furious typing over there.
That's all furious. That's the only way I type, boy. I'm a quick draw gunfighter. What was his name? Claude, played by Anthony Corelli. Who the fuck is Anthony Corelli? What is going on with Jingle All the Way to? How do they let this happen? Doesn't NATO exist for a reason? I gotta watch this now.
Is it a war crime?
It's got 3.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
Would you consider it a war crime, Keo?
Yeah, would you consider this a war crime?
Okay, for example, if we deploy this against our enemies in war, I think it would be a war crime. So,
why?
It's pretty bad.
Are you sure this wasn't a movie created specifically for the purpose of torturing those we've captured?
It actually might be, because... it's pretty bad.
So, like, instead of blasting Metallica at other countries, we're just putting Jingle All the Way on a tenfold big screen.
Not just Jingle All the Way, Jingle All the Way 2.
Yeah, you're right.
Make it a double feature.
Starring Larry the Cable Guy.
It's my favorite. It's such a beautiful Christmas movie. And, honestly, watching it as an adult again, it gets a little risque at points. And there's stuff there for people of all ages to appreciate. Now, Swanson, I know you said in passing that you wished that Jingle All the Way devolved into a sort of a film noir Santa fight scene, the where he fought Santa. You wanted to follow that rabbit hole all the way to the center of the fucking earth.
Yeah, but Jim Belushi shows up as Santa, which is the best part of the film, which is concerning because Jim Belushi should never be the best part of a film.
I don't think that's the best part of the film. The whole time I was interested in the psychological motivations of these fathers trying to be good people, and it feels like that whole Santa Claus warehouse departure was just an obligatory action thing that they had to check off in order to send it to the studio. I don't know, but the thing is, you said you liked
it
more.
They had to check off, like Chekhov's gun, or is this a different thing?
You liked it more as a kid. I liked it more as an adult, man, because when I was a kid, I couldn't get enough of that Santa scene. Now I was just being like, dang, I got 240s duct tape in my hands watching this whole thing. Actually, the moment I was done with both of my 40s was the moment he met Jim Belushi, which might be one of those times that the cosmic ballet of space and time turns into coincidence. And I took off my 40s as that devolved into something. And
well, I mean, it's possible that I would have enjoyed the movie more if I were also drinking during it.
Right. Well, you should have been. Should have been. It's a Christmas tradition that I invited you guys all to join me in.
Keo, were you drinking during your viewing?
I at this point, I wish I was.
You know what, though? You guys, back in my day, you buy a 40, you go down on the county market, it costs you $1.60 for a glass bottle of Steel Reserve. Now, when I was getting these, I went all over town, and the best deal I could find was $2.50. And not only that, but it was plastic. It was shatterproof, like, I don't know, man. 40's done changed. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Keo? You know what I mean.
No. Let me tell you about a moment in the movie. So Larry the Cable Guy gets flipped over by an elf, and then he tells his friend that he pooped himself.
Well, to me, it's Geo.
He pooped himself.
Yeah. He's like, don't laugh, but when that elf flipped me over, I pooped myself a little, and his friend was like, ooh.
Was it like Lord of the Rings elf, or like a DMT elf?
Was it like an orc in disguise as an elf?
It was a small person, and he was dressed like an elf.
Oh, I get it. It's funny because the small person tilted over the fat man and made him poop himself.
Well, it's kind of gross now I think about it. I don't want anything to do with Larry the Cable Guy's poop.
Yeah.
No, but nobody does.
That's exactly why it was funny, Swanson. You get the humor of this movie.
I get lots of humor.
You signed up for the humor newsletter and you just get it all the time.
I do. I get humor in the mail. I get humor in the email.
Yes!
I get humor flighted to me by drones from Amazon.
Right, yeah.
I get so much humor. All right, so, yeah, Jingle All the Way. So yeah, Arnold dresses up as Turbo Man after searching fruitlessly for it, and somehow he dresses up as Turbo Man after shattering, like, all of his family's expectations for him. And then he gets the toy again. I don't even remember how he got
the toy.
That was
all there. You tell, like, they got to the end of the movie and they still had a couple G's in the special effects bucket. And they just
let's have them whirl around as Turbo Man for a little bit and see what happens.
Hold up. How about that cop Arnold keeps bumping into? Too funny. It's too funny. If he pulls him over in the beginning, gets him that speeding ticket. And then they keep bumping into each. It's great. It's a terrific reoccurring character. A better reoccurring character than Keo. That would be. So myself.
Was there any angry cops that Larry the Cable Guy ran into in Jingle All the Way too?
No, but there was a kid who claimed that his dad was in jail trying to steal money for his mom's operation, and then for some reason.
And that's actually pretty funny.
Right. So, but he was just trying to trick him into giving him the bear, and then for some reason he says sucker and then runs off, revealing that it was part of a ruse. And then there's this drawn out scene where he's chasing the kid, and it turns out the kid's working for the stepdad.
Is the stepdad, like, the villain of the movie?
Yeah.
Is he, like, a drunk who, like, beats the daughter or something?
No, he's a rich guy who uses his money to try to win her over.
Oh, okay, he's rich, so that's why he's the bad guy.
He,
I see.
He launches Operation Who's Your Daddy? No, Swanson.
Wait, what? That's Swanson. Really a plot point? He launches Operation Who's Your Daddy?
Yeah. Does he literally call it this?
Yes, and the daughter knows about it. And doesn't...
Why would he...
Yeah, she doesn't like...
Like the greatest of Bond villains, he lets the enemy know that he has an operation planned for them.
Oh, man. Jingle All the Way, Wikipedia page, it's like 4 pages long, like literally 49 references. Jingle All the Way 2 Wikipedia page, it's just 1 page.
Well, the movie did just come out.
Really? Oh, whoa. No Holds Barred Battle. Oh, man. All right. Yeah, maybe I should watch it. You got me sold. If you want to feel bad, watch Jingle All the Way.
Oh, whoa. It turns out there was another taste that needed to be turned in this episode.
Yes. Wait, so wait. Give us a little barometer reading, Keo. Where are you right now feeling about that Christmas? Where are you feeling about that Christmas right now? How are you doing?
I'm sick of Christmas.
Holy shit, dude. We're fucking 20.
All right, Maybe we need to get off the subject of Jingle All the Way, so let's wrap that up real quick.
Let's do some ratings. Let's go around the table. Let's say what we think on it.
Gio, out of five Turbo Mans, what would you give Jingle All the Way?
Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
So I'd give it 6! Yeah! It's the best Christmas movie. Now, people might say Die Hard's their favorite Christmas movie. But that doesn't count. It takes place during Christmas. It's not a Christmas movie. I get it. It's funny to say it. But come on. Jingle All the Way, honest Christmas music movie. It's the best. It's the best. 6 out of 5.
Wow. Okay. 6 out of 5 Turbo Mans for Gio. I'm going to go ahead and give it 1.5 out of 5 Turbo Mans.
What the fuck? Wait. How'd that happen?
He got one of those Santa Turbo Mans that just breaks when you touch it.
Oh.
Guys, I can't escape from the dogs. The neighbor has dogs, and they're barking.
Keo, we don't need to know about your dogs.
Yeah, we love dogs. You're the only person that doesn't like dogs, and good job exposing that to the listening public.
I can't help it. The dogs are barking, and it's in the recording now.
You know why dogs don't like you? Because dogs can, like, sense people's true essence, man. So there's something completely disgusting and violent about you that only the canine of our friends can appreciate, investigate, and discover, and they're trying to warn us towards your dark advance.
What was that?
Don't worry about it.
No, what was that? No. That wasn't a dog.
Don't worry about it.
Who was that?
Don't worry about it. Okay, let's talk about
it. Is there someone else there?
No. No, 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 no.
I'm hearing someone else there.
Lamb noises, man. No. Live lamb noises.
No. Do you have a lamb in there?
No, just don't worry about it. Let's talk about Christmas.
I'm here. What is that?
Don't worry about it.
Keo, you tell me.
No.
It sounds like a bleh, you know?
No, just forget about it.
Are you slaughtering lambs in the name of some pagan god at your damn house, Keo?
It's not a pagan god, it's me.
Are you killing lambs in the name of Larry the Cable Guy?
No. Why would I do that? I don't like label Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, don't label Larry the Cable Guy, because he's outside the binds of genre.
Yeah, he may be a cable guy, he might be a trucker. You never know.
Okay, it's time to talk about Christmas.
Wait till Larry the Cable Guy stars on, like, 2001 A Space Odyssey 2. we got Larry the Cable Guy and Citizen Kane 2 exclusively on Netflix.
Larry the Cable Guy and Casablanca 2, I'm ready. Yeah.
And we'll always have Alabama!
Larry the Cable Guy and Gone with the Wind, too. It will be like,
frankly, my dear, I don't give a shit.
And then he like, looks like I just went Gone with the Wind!
Larry the Cable Guy and Godfather 6.
Alright, so Keo.
Yes.
Jingle All the Way 2, out of -1 out of -5.
Wait, is the -1 better? Probably, right?
Yeah, take it, teddy bears. What would you give Larry? What would you give this?
Negative.
This Larry the Cable Guy-esque film.
-4.
Whoa, that's like a 1 out of 5.
It's rough.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's one part where I laughed, and it was a part where Larry the Cable Guy's friend reveals that he still believes in Santa.
Wait. How about that part where he gets flipped over by the elf and he poops himself?
No,
Come on, give the boy a 2 out of 5. Come on, Q. Come on, -3. No, let's get that -3 out there.
That made me contemplate suicide.
Oh. Well, that's not his fault.
Okay, I guess
not. Well, I mean, he did make the movie.
Alright, no, I really want Keo to contemplate suicide when he sees this.
Yeah, that's
I need all the poop.
give me it all.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's move on to our favorite Christmas memories.
Ooh, can I pose a question?
Pose away.
Okay. Anyways, so what was the best Christmas gift you ever got? Keo.
Oh, man.
I know mine.
Gosh, it's been a while since I've gotten a Christmas gift that I cared about. Probably like the PS2.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say the same thing.
May I go?
Yes.
A Nintendo 64 with an extra controller and Diddy Kong Racing.
So this is clearly, like, different generations of video game consoles, but pretty much the same exact thing.
Yeah,
because for me and Keo, it was PlayStation 2, and for you, it was N64, and you're a slight bit older than us, so you were the 64 generation.
You know what? I know. Do you play any Diddy Kong Racing?
No, I did. I never had a 64,
well,
though.
You know how that first boss is the Triceratops chasing around the mountain?
Yes.
It would haunt me in my dreams, that boss. I'm not even kidding, as a child.
Would you, like, wake up in a cold sweat and be like, the rhino, it's after me?
I did, and I feel really bad, because one time I asked my mom to return the N64, because it was being a nightmare machine. And I still feel bad. And she was like, oh, what is it? And I'm like, Diddy Kong Racing! She's like, what the fuck?
Did you actually
happened,
and
I feel bad
machine?
About it. No, maybe. No, I don't, maybe. But either
Nightmare
way,
Machine
I'm sorry,
is
Mom.
A good...
I'm coming through on this podcast to tell you, a Nintendo 64 with an extra controller and Diddy Kong Racing. And this was a shared gift. I have a brother who's only 3 years older than me. That was the best gift I ever got in my life. It was. I'm sorry that I called it a Nightmare Machine.
PlayStation 2, definitely. Although the games I got with it, probably not.
What you get, bruh?
They had some Crash Bandicoot game that launched with it, and it was not very good.
Yeah, Crash hasn't been good since PS1, right?
Nope.
Man, are you talking about the Wrath of Cortex game?
No. That was like number 2, I think. No, this was like after the game had already gotten bad. It was some game where, like, there's another version of Crash that he has to fight, like, Crush!
No, no, that was Wrath of Cortex. I had that game, and,
Okay.
I remember, there was, like, a level where you're, like, in a hamster wheel, and I fell off the level, and then, like, it was stuck, and I just never played the game ever again, because I couldn't continue. And I hated
it. Oh, sorry, no, his name was Crunch, because they're original.
Okay, I like Crunch.
But then I got Final Fantasy X, and it was all good.
Yeah, wait. Oh, yeah, that was pretty good for its time. People like to hate on it now, but back then, that was a good game.
It was pretty tight.
Those damn graphics? That chick with the belts? Why does he have so many belts? You gotta play the game to find out.
Yeah, that's true. That's a big, like, end-of-game reveal. The big twist is that why does she wear a lot of belts?
Because she's a Final Fantasy character.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Her pants are so heavy, she needs, like... Work.
Whoa, hey, what was that?
What the fuck?
Don't worry about it.
Does your lab got strong opinions on Final Fantasy all of a sudden? No,
Kyo, who was that?
Don't worry about who it was.
What was that? I heard... That was definitely a person. That was not a lamb.
Don't worry about it, okay?
Kyo, you got that split personality going on. You can tell us. We'll report you immediately, but you can tell us.
No, just don't worry about it. Okay, so we've gotten off topic here. Let's talk about Christmas.
Yes, Kyo. What was it about the PlayStation 2 that made it your favorite game console? Yeah. Was it just that everybody else wanted it?
No, it was new, and it was the new PlayStation, and it was fancy.
It was so
yeah,
fancy.
You know, the thing that's weird about it is that, like, I can't remember any of the other launch titles, because I only got that Crash game, but I'm pretty sure all of the other ones also sucked.
That ended up being one of the best systems of all time.
It's true.
Yeah. I got a PS2 late, very late. I still have that same system I bought, but it can't play DVDs anymore for some reason.
Yeah, I got the PS2, and I got to play my PS1 games on it.
Whoa! Yeah,
unheard of.
Hey!
During my last years of my PS2, it stopped playing PlayStation 1 games.
It's devastating.
It was pretty devastating.
Dang, how are you gonna keep your tabs up on Hot Shots Golf 1?
I know, right?
Did you cry?
A little.
I would have cried.
But then I discovered that there's these things on the internet called emulators.
Oh, that's a crime, Swanson. You can't do that.
Wait,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't want to talk about crimes, and I gotta pee. So you guys hold the helm. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Good luck.
I'm just saying I discovered them.
Yeah,
all right. And I noticed that they were there, all and right. I was like, oh, these are things.
I understand, Swanson. Wink.
Nokio.
Wink. Triple wink.
Nokio.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this guy?
Don't worry about who this guy is. Just forget you ever heard him talking.
Look, I wanna know who this guy is.
I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna kill him right now.
You're not gonna kill me. You can never.
Did you just kill? It's Kyo. No, Kyo. No, Kyo.
What?
Kyo, bad Kyo.
Why can't I kill him?
It's because it's not cool.
Look, let me do the finishing blow.
No. Hey.
Look, he's.
Hey, I will kick you off this show.
Okay. Please don't do that.
Sorry. I am severing your pay.
No, sorry.
That's not all they're severing.
you be quiet.
He's trying to sever my vocal cords.
Whoa, what happened? Wait, I go to take a piss and I get back and shit's weird.
Kyo's killing a slave or something.
Whoa, wait.
Oh, sorry. Whoa. Can I say that word? I'm sorry.
Wait, okay, earlier Kyo breaks out the fucking R word and now he's a fucking... Jesus fuck, dude. What the fuck is... You got me cussing on the majors, and I try not to do that, Kyo. But you're being so flagrantly offensive that I can't help but blow my top.
Keo, is that offensive to say that that you have a slave?
Not as offensive as Black Years a Slave. But
I don't know.
I'm really glad I wasn't here for that.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
All right.
Oh my god.
Don't worry about it. It's not a slave though. It's just a person who you don't need
to be. The way you're talking to him implicitly makes it clear that he might be indentured to you in some way.
No, it's just how you talk to somebody who you're murdering.
Why would there be somebody in the recording studio that you're in right now that you're murdering?
He broke in.
This is what happens when you watch Jingle All the Way too.
Look, he's dying.
Clearly, let's bring this guy on.
My voice is righteous.
And let's just talk to him for a little.
All right, come on over here. Get up.
Oh, man, this is getting depressing real quick.
I don't like being affiliated with this.
I'm not sure how I feel about this. But over here,
someone slandering the great work of Tetsu Nomura, all of his belts.
Who's Tetsu Nomura? Who is it?
The character designer for Final Fantasy X and...
The character designer? Did he get hit with so many belts as a kid that he can't help but put it on everybody?
No, that's not how the Japanese.
We need more belts. Who is this motherfucker? Keo, unplug your second microphone. We're trying to have a friendly little Christmas chat. Speaking of which, Keo, why don't you like Christmas?
It's really irritating.
Because he's a soulless demon.
Stop talking like that.
No, hold on. I want to know what this guy's deal is. This is the finale of Taste Turners, so we gotta answer this question, because there's not gonna be any more questions at the end. We're not Sopranoing this finale.
What, the Sopranos was a definite ending. Tony got popped like a fucking bottle of soda. It's explicitly made clear through the pattern of point of view shots expressed in the last scene, and on top of that, how throughout the final season, multiple people said when you get killed, all you witness is black.
We're not losting this ending.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, fuck off. Alright, so, you.
Me?
Raspy guy, yeah.
I think my voice is coming back soon.
You better give up on that cigarette habit, or you're gonna get cancer before you get wet.
He heals remarkably fast.
It's just like in Call of Duty, your vision just gets kind of bloody for a minute, then you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, alright. That makes sense. Alright, so, what's your deal?
Well, I'm just your average, everyday Final Fantasy fanboy.
That's disgusting, get him off.
Alright, I'll kill him right here.
No.
No?
No, I just said no, at least 5 times.
Alright, I'm sorry.
Let me ask again, no?
No.
Wait, did this titty numbers person make the costumes for all the Final Fantasies?
Only 7 and above.
Oh, well, shit, dude. 6 is the business, so who even cares?
It's true, man.
6 is the business. 6 is the corporation. You trying to follow Final Fantasy on the NYSDAQ, you're going to see FF6 as the ticker. So who cares about this guy that came in at 7 making belts and French coats and stuff. You watch that new Final Fantasy 15 trailer, the only bad thing about it is the characters. They look like awful people I would be embarrassed to play as. They look like if My Chemical Romance decided they weren't My Chemical Romance enough. And you come here on our podcast defending this motherfucker who's ruining your game from appeal. If anything, you should recognize him as your antagonist.
You honestly just don't understand how crucial black is to a man's soul. How belts world and hold together this disorderly world.
This is getting racist.
Can I please kill him?
No.
Just unplug his mic.
No.
He's talking into my mic.
I want to know. I, there's still questions, damn it. And I'm going to get answers.
Well, yeah. So, what's the scoop on Kingdom Hearts 3 Final Fantasy Kid?
I don't deal with that Disney crap.
Oh.
Okay. So, how did you get into Keo's recording area?
It's pretty simple. Just has a few screws loose in his windows. I took a screwdriver to him.
Windows aren't screwed in from the outside.
We didn't start talking about Final Fantasy until very recently. Why did you just wait?
Because, well...
The hinges are on the inside. This ain't stacking up, kid.
You're not stacking up.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know. It's winter, dude. It's a tough time to stack up.
I'm not sure how I feel about this.
You don't know how to feel.
At first, I pretended to be one of his many, many servants. And I slowly, over time...
Wait. So Kiyo does have slaves?
Yes.
I don't want to be a part of
his slave. I don't. He's making that up. I don't have any slaves. Or servants, or anything like that.
Well, now that I think about it, Kiyo does mention having to get back to work. And then I hear the sounds of whips cracking a lot.
You know what? I just fucking volunteered to come talk about Jingle All the Way in Christmas. I didn't know this shit was getting fucking dark like this. I don't fucking... Kiyo, dude, last time I was on this, it was just me and Swanson talking about cartoons, and it was okay. Now we're in some strange, dark, spelunk areas, and I don't crack any whips.
I just go, whoosh, 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 get back to work, whoosh, like that.
It didn't sound like that. Wait, he does do that?
Yeah, it's a big bull whip.
No, it's not a whip. It's just my mouth going like, whoosh.
Well, his words lash like a whip, but nothing is more painful than that 15-foot hellspawn he calls Mary.
What the fuck is happening right now, man? I go to take a piss and I come back to fucking purgatory? What's the deal, man? I should have just fucking held it. I'm sorry.
Listen, don't worry about it. Swanson's the one who had to ask all these questions. He could have just not worried about it, like I said.
Swanson, kick out Kiyo. You gotta do it.
Nah. Look, Kiyo, just kill him.
Alright.
No! Ah! I thought I might be able to leave with my life.
Just die! Alright, so let's talk about Christmas.
Alright, okay. So Christmas is a great time of year, and, you know, I don't know how you can not like it so much, Kiyo. It's full of joy and merry, and there's absolutely zero darkness during any Christmas time.
Listen, especially what happened at Zesty Aroma last Christmas. Listen, you remember, back when we were still at our Santa Barbara, Alabama office, and we just didn't have a tree. But that one time, Stair came in there with a tree so tall, you'd slap your own ass four times.
Good times. Speaking of good times, let's move on from Christmas times. And since this is the final episode of Taste Turners,
You asked me a question and then you didn't let me answer it.
Your time's done.
It's a long and personal story about my life.
Alright, continue.
Okay, so last year, or the year before that, or some year, the Christmas decoration didn't go back into the attic until August.
Your dad loves Christmas.
No. They were just sitting in my room for a long time.
Why didn't you move them yourself, you goddamn lazy?
Because my dad doesn't want me to.
He doesn't trust you?
Yeah, he doesn't trust me. And the attic, attic is a big mess. Listen, okay, alright. We're getting into really dark territory now.
That's not your fault. We're here for you.
Alright, thank you, Gio.
By the way,
that guy is dead.
Just stop letting your freaking Final Fantasy friends on the damn old microphone. Just make them sign you.
He's dead, alright? So let's get back to what Swanson was talking about.
For the listeners at home, that person is dead.
Yes, we'll be keeping you updated on that person's condition.
Still dead.
Alright, so, we're gonna wind down real quick here, so this is the final Taste Turners. Let's take a moment. Just to remember some of the great memories of our long, boisterous run. How many years has it been, guys?
Oh, not enough.
Too many to count for me, I think. It's too many. That's 8 years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Kiyo's been keeping track.
All those tastes that turn on that Townsman Zan album. The old quarter. Now that was a good run of episodes, if you ask me.
Yeah, so let's get to some memories real quick. Some good old Taste Turners memories.
Yeah.
Remember the time we got arrested?
No. Oh, yeah, that was some crazy stuff.
I was there for that, Kiyo. What went down?
Well, we tried to do this heist, and we got busted. And Swanson was like, "You'll never take me alive," while he was already handcuffed. And
classic Swanson.
Well, look, it all worked out because Stairmaster showed up in the chopper, and we got away.
Wait, in the chopper or with the chopper?
He was in the chopper, and he was also with the chopper, so technically both.
Oh, he was in the chopper with the chopper. Hey, I bet he was chopping so hard that if he was making music, you would have called him Henry Chopping.
We actually just did call him Henry Chopping, even though there was no music.
Oh, because that was the code name, that's right? Yeah, you're like, yo, Henry Chopping on the 5x5.
Yeah.
Five by five.
Remember the time that Prega showed up in a dress?
Oh, that was hot.
He was drunk as hell.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Oh, Prega showing up in a dress, but I tell you what.
He looked hot.
He had the legs for it. Yeah, I tell you.
Yeah, he definitely he filled it out better than I could have imagined.
Remember the time I jumped Dead Man's Gulch on my motorcycle?
I do. I thought
you weren't going to make it, dude.
I know. How did you do it?
I was totally hoping you would die so I could hook up with your love interest afterwards.
Remember, you know what my favorite memory is? Remember that time that Keo killed that dude?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was funny.
He sucked. Hey, wait, do you guys remember that time we were all drinking our way through the Korean War?
I do remember that quite a bit. It was, actually, I don't remember much of it.
Right, but it wasn't a war, it was a massacre.
That's true. Yeah, you never hear the bull.
But Keo, remember that time me and you went for a ride in our talking car fighting crime?
Oh man, that was really fun.
And I tell you, I never heard a 2001 Honda Civic that had as many voices as that one.
Yeah,
remember that time when we went down to that bar in Boston and just sort of hung out?
Yeah. Maybe not cool. as well, shoot.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
Remember that time when we were just six guys in New York just trying to make it?
Yeah, that was boring.
Yeah, that was pretty boring. I got myself out of that city and I followed my way west, and that's why I hung my hat in this area where my hat gets hung. You know what I mean?
Remember that time we went to that community college? Oh, that was cool.
And remember that time we spent a weekend in that trailer park just outside of Watsika, and Troy broke the water main when he was trying to mosquito fog, and water was flying out of the ground, and the trailer park owners came by.
Oh, man.
You guys remember when Gerald died?
What?
Why would you bring that up right now?
I don't remember who Gerald is.
He's the guy who died, and we had to figure out who killed him.
What?
Who killed
Gerald?
Who killed Gerald?
It was Henry.
And what did we do to Henry?
Turned him into the authorities, of course.
Keo, did you kill Henry?
No. He just got arrested.
He shot him dead.
And then Stair showed up in the chopper. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that was the with same the time chopper. He
got arrested. Wait, are you Henry?
I claimed I couldn't make it because I was sick, but I really just didn't feel like it. I was a little bit hungover.
Wow, dude, you're a bad friend.
I am, and that's you got to come to terms with that. There comes a time in your life when you realize you don't have any friends.
Well, that's what makes you a good friend.
You're a bad friend. Thank you, man. I don't deserve it. I'm sorry, man. You know what? I won't tell anyone you killed that Final Fantasy boy.
I will.
For life.
It's also, you won't have to tell anybody because this will be live on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so...
Hey, hi, Ann. Happy birthday. You too, Addy. I plan to listen to this in my Forester driving home for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah.
As everybody should.
Oh, my God, he's alive.
What?
No, shut up, dude. Seriously, get him to fuck off. Seriously. Fuck the fuck off. We're just three buddies talking about old times. I need your raspy-ass, goddamn, dumbass voice fucking ruining my shit right now. Why don't you just fuck off, Keo, take out the .22 and pop another.
I don't have a gun.
I can take a Ricola. That won't make anything better.
Is this guy... Did you do something to him, Keo? Like, genetically?
I don't think I have that capability.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Are you, like, genetically altered in some way?
Not to my knowledge, but... Honestly, if my memories are altered as well...
Look, go to bed.
I'm
Okay, Keo, just kill him again.
No, I'm sending him to bed. Go.
You could have done that this whole time.
Yeah, I bet y'all two have a very complicated relationship, but I'm gonna go ahead and assume it involves sex.
Wow.
Gina, yeah, I'm gonna have to assume that as well, honestly.
Wow, I can't believe this.
There's a lot of, let's face it, there was a lot of tension between the two of you, and most of it was sexual.
Wow, I can't believe you guys are gonna just jump to that conclusion.
That was definitely some tension of the sexual variety.
There's little jumping between that. It was pretty obvious, I think. Anyway.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
It's not me, it's the lamb.
Holy shit, kid, get the fuck off there!
Keo, I thought you sent him to bed.
He's going.
I volunteered. I didn't even know Keo was showing up when I agreed to this. I mean, Keo showed up and I thought it was alright. But then he brought the whole goddamn 2-bit Rat Pack along with him, and now it feels like I'm doing more babysitting than podcast.
Oh, alright. Well, you know, this is just another great Taze Turner's memory.
Yes.
The last Taze Turner's memory. But don't worry, folks. Taze Turner's may be over, but we're not over in the podcast game. We're never done with the podcast game. We ain't never gonna quit. We ain't never gonna stop. We ain't ever gonna be finished, brother.
We ain't going nowhere special. We will never leave.
Because in the new year, I'm gonna be back with Keo here. Hopefully not with whoever that guy was.
Yeah, hopefully not.
We didn't get a name from him.
There is no market he could appeal to.
He doesn't deserve a name.
But me and Keo are gonna be back with a new show, TV Tuners, in which we're gonna be subjecting ourselves to television exclusively. I'm an expert of TV, I have a degree, a PhD in television, and, Keo is very much a novice.
I don't have
Keo, how many combined hours of TV have you watched?
4.
Okay, with Keo's combined knowledge of 4 hours of TV and mine with a whole entire lifetime, I'm sure we'll come up with some great entertainment. Speaking of, we need recommendations of what to watch. And for that very first recommendation for our very first episode and onwards, hopefully, I let Geo pick which one we're going to watch for TV Tuners. So Geo, before we finally wrap up and put a nice little bow on Taze Turners, Would you reveal to us what we're going to be watching?
Well, I'd love to. Now, for those listening at home, Swanson informed me that I had made this choice weeks ago. And there's a lot of pressure on that, because of course I want his show to be beautiful.
It's true, I did tell you weeks ago as opposed to the last time you were on the show.
Yeah, that was awful. Actually, you cut out all of that. Anyways, so I decided to pick a show that I love very much, that me and all my old-time friends just absolutely adore. But at the same time, recently I recommended it to some co-workers of mine, and they hated it so much that they no longer place any credibility into any of my recommendations. So I need TV Tuners to go out there and set the record straight.
Alright, so what's the show?
Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, okay. This is one I've heard of, but I have not watched, and I've heard mixed things, so this should hopefully be not a mixed bag. Hopefully we'll set the record straight on whether or not it's good, it's bad, it's, one of those two, because there's no such thing as in between.
Now, do you have to start at 1-1?
On episode 1?
Season 1, episode 1.
Yes.
Alright, well, bon voyage, as the French say.
Yes, yeah. So, now, before we're getting to the closing bits here. This is the tail end of the final Taze Turners. Keo, we have to know. How are you feeling on Christmas now?
Christmas is really great. I can't wait to decorate the tree.
We did it, boys!
Yeah, we did it. Now, Keo's got something to believe in again. And he won't die, at least for another year, at least by his own hand. And Taze Turners, now we set out here with stars in our eyes 3 years ago, but I think now we can click stop on Audacity in a few minutes from now and realize that we actually did save the world.
I think we've turned so many tastes in these past 8 years. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to the fans, and I hope they follow us through TV tuners. But, to capture all of those beautiful memories, Gio, would you please play us out?
I suppose I just might. Let me tell you about some friends of mine. Like Swanson and Keo. Yeah, Swanson's pretty entertaining. But Keo brings along some dumbass friends. And I thought about it and I realized, even though I really like Keo as a friend, I'd rather not have it at all. If that means I can get rid of his dumbass friends who I don't really enjoy. And they got nothing good to say. But remember Chuck, yeah. He didn't like Tom Clancy, but then he read Tom Clancy. And he didn't like Tom Clancy lately. He liked Tom Clancy after there. So come on to Taste Turners, get your taste turned. Come on to Taste Turners, get your learns learned. Come on to Taste Turners, get your taste turned. We're all broken people and we're very fucking ugly. So come on down to Taste Turners. But Keo, don't bring your dumbass friends.
Thank you, Gio, and thank you, fans. We'll see you in the new year of TV Tuners.
Goodbye.